Start the recording. And Bill, if you could kind of give me a verbal slate, and by that I mean just pronounce your name, and that way I can pronounce it correctly on the air.
My name's Bill Wingenroth.
Perfect. Okay, and we're going to be talking about Farms International, your involvement, and then we're going to focus in on Farms work in Cuba. So starting off, can you step back or take us back, I guess, and let us know kind of what made you interested in farms, kind of what got you started in this work?
Well, it was kind of, I considered it almost a miracle the way it happened, because I'd been working in Cuba for about 6 or 7 years. I was working with a group called Provision Bible Ministry, and we were preaching and teaching the Word of God, and also training new pastors because of the growing churches in Cuba. And we felt overwhelmed with what we saw, how poor the people were, and how they were totally dependent on government rations, and they were limited in what they could purchase. And I went to almost by a whim. My son asked me, "Hey, would you like to go along to mission conference?" And I went to a mission conference in Lancaster, and I met Joe Richter from Farms International, and we just hit it off. And I just a light seemed to go on, and it's almost like the Lord was talking to me, because I said, "Would you guys be interested in working in Cuba? There's such a great need for," I said, "such a great need for this kind of program where they can start their own small businesses." And Joe later on gave me a call a couple days later and said, "We're interested." And that's probably about 8 years ago, and I have been enthralled with what we've been able to do in Cuba in the last number of short time we've been working there. We've started business after business after business, and it's been a very successful program in Cuba. Farms International has just been an answer to my prayer for the Cuban people to be able to take pride and be able to build up their church, and also be able to provide jobs for people within the church. And we've seen churches grow, and we've seen actually start new churches after new churches because of the funds that they've gotten from farms programs and the tithing they do for their programs. It's been tremendous.
And how do you, I'm trying to figure out how to word this question. Why is it such, why is this loan program so important for the people of Cuba? You've mentioned tremendous need. Why is this better? It seems to me like the farm programs offers a hand up rather than a hand out. Is that kind of what you see as well? Or why is this so beneficial for the people of Cuba?
Well, we see what I saw from my years of working with them is that they keep wanting to do things for themselves. And this is just the perfect program. They're the hardworking people. All they need is a hand to help them get started, and they take hold of a project. The government programs that they had, they failed one after the other, and the farms they had, a lot of them were failed, and they laid off a lot of people that just didn't have any work. There was thousands and thousands of people that had no jobs, and they just laid them off. And we felt that somehow we could help them if we would use the farms program through the church loan program and loan committees And it has started many, many small enterprises that have fed many families.
And we, Mission Network News, we talk to people around the world, but our audience is primarily in North America. Why do you think they should know about this, about farms and about the work in Cuba?
Well, whenever I would talk to people about, I tried to encourage some of them to start. And in fact, we brought seeds over and we tried to encourage them. But the biggest thing is they cannot get a loan from a bank in Cuba. No way that you could get a loan from a bank in Cuba. And they just needed some support to be able to make some investment to start their own business. And this church committee that we had set up in these different churches has been the way that we see to be able to help them.
And how would you ask people to respond when they hear this story on the radio or they read it on the website? What would you ask them to do to help?
Well, our biggest need is not the programs, but we have the programs where our funding is. We're always have more programs than we have funds to fund them. So for instance, in Cuba now we have invested probably close to $60,000 in programs with a need for many, many more. But our limit is by the funds that we have.
Okay, and we will connect people to Farm's website so they can give. Is there, we also want people to pray. So how could they pray for Farm's work in Cuba?
I guess I would ask them to pray for the farms committees that oversee the loan programs and themselves and pray for them to be able to be successful. We try to train them on how to be small businessmen, but that's in a socialist country, this is a profit, it's an unheard of thing. So I'd say to pray for the wisdom that we need to share with these Cuban people to help them be successful.
Okay. One more question that I thought of. You've worked in Cuba for many years. Are there any examples or kind of success stories that, you know, really stand out to you that you'd like to share with people?
Yes, I would point to one specific example, just one of many, but I'd say one of the largest we have is in province of Artemisa, where a small house church or church out of in eastern province of Artemisa, they started, they were given a loan of several thousand dollars, and they rented 26 acres of ground, and a guy, a pastor by the name of Pastor Moses, he hired about six or eight people to plant crops. And what they did with those crops is half the crops they sold to pay back the loan and to make a profit. The other half of the crops they're presently using in the church. They're having they're feeding elderly people that cannot have their retirement might be $10 a month. And they're feeding two meals a day to about 75 people in this little church. And one of the meals is served at the church during a noontime, and they have a worship service, and then they send a meal home to the people that so they have an evening meal. And it's just been, when I saw that, I just had a cry because I thought, oh my gosh, how the Lord has blessed this program.
Was there anything I missed or anything else you would like to add?
I would say that we need your prayers. And if anything, that's the biggest thing in this whole program that we've seen God working in Farms International. And pray that you will keep us in your prayers.